This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How are you guys doing today?
Good. And we forgot Fluffy.
Oh, yeah. I don't forget about Fluffy.
My cat.
So, how you guys been? It's been a while since we recorded.
Yeah, it has. It's been like 3 or 4 months.
No, that's not been that long. I think it's about been 2 months.
15 days until my birthday.
That's pretty good news coming up. You're going to be how old?
Seven.
Seven is, well, it's really only 1 year older than six, but doesn't it sound a lot older than six?
My dad said that once when he was... And Google, he said that six is...
I'm your dad.
Seven's way older
than five?
Yeah.
Six
is way older than seven. That's what Dad said.
Well, now I think I've changed my mind. I think seven sounds a lot older than six.
You say that every year.
I know. I try to make you feel bigger than you are. Sorry.
That worked too well.
So you guys had Christmas. We had New Year. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time with family. We couldn't go to Thanksgiving with Kim and Scott because they were sick. That was kind of a bummer. But then we got to be together
for
Christmas.
They made an awesome igloo.
They made an awesome igloo because we just had a snowstorm. But let's back up. We'll get to that snowstorm. Let's talk about Christmas. What was the best gift that you received at Christmas?
My two jerseys.
Okay, jerseys. What jerseys?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. We got a Kirk Cousins fan club guy here.
I have no clue. It's either a computer that I got or... my jersey.
Your Joe Burrow jersey. We also have a Joe Burrow fan over here. That's our kid, Valor.
I got a new coat of Joe Burrow.
Right. And why is it that you like Joe Burrow so much? And then, Ransom, why is it that you like Kirk Cousins? Valor, you first.
Okay, so I was... I started liking the Bengals because it's my favorite animal.
Tigers?
Bengals, yeah. And then the Bengals were my favorite team. Then I ended up asking my dad who's the best player on the Bengals, and then he said, probably Joe Burrow. So Joe Burrow just ended up being my favorite.
And he almost won MVP this year.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best quarterbacks. They almost came back to make the playoffs, which was exciting. That's right. If the Chiefs would have beat Denver, and if Miami would have lost, then the Bengals would have made the playoffs.
Miami lost.
Mm-hmm. No, they won. Mm-hmm. There's always next year.
I thought the Dolphins.
No.
Did they lose?
Yeah.
They did lose, but they still made the playoffs somehow because somebody else lost too. I forget. But there's always next year for the Bengals.
The Jets beat the Dolphins.
Yeah. That was Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams because you also like Devontae Adams.
That's a play.
Well, no. It may have been his last game. He might be coming back because he had a really good game. He had 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, but he threw like 300-something yards, I think. Wow. He had a really good game. Yep. All right. Why do you like Kirk Cousins so much?
For one, he's a Christian. For two, well, you know what? I don't really know for two.
Yeah, he's just fun to watch, isn't he?
Is he a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
His dad's a pastor.
So first half of the year he played good. Second half he struggled. But one of the things I appreciate about Kirk Cousins is his character. And what was the number one thing that we saw about his character this year after he had to go to the bench?
He prayed for Michael Penix Jr., the guy that took his job.
He prayed for him in the tunnel, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And that just a real test of character is not how you're doing when things are going really well, but what about when things aren't going so well? What kind of man are you in that moment? And Kirk really revealed his character.
Hey, hold up. Pause the thing.
What?
Okay, so we forgot to tell the drinks.
Oh, my goodness. We got to go back. Okay, pause. Time out. What are you drinking today, Valor?
Hot cocoa.
With what in it?
Hot chocolate, hot cocoa.
Has 19 grams of protein.
Because we got protein filler. The boys have been really into eating protein. They're trying to get a lot of grams every day. It's kind of like they're having a competition. They're always asking about protein. You may have a difficulty, Valor, with Fluffy in here. You may just have to let Fluffy be free.
I got her.
Okay. Valor is drinking the hot cocoa. Ransom, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking milk.
Drinking milk.
There's something for a week.
That's right. And I got my coffee. All right, so let's fast forward. We had Christmas, New Year, and we just had a snowstorm. Or, well, ice storm, really, not really snow.
Hey.
The further north you go, the further, yeah, the more snow you get. We got more ice. Kim and Scott and Owen and Miles, they've been playing the last...
they got like 5 inches of snow.
Scott made an incredible igloo, big enough. And there's like a ledge in there where you can lay down and sleep. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
It's amazing.
Oh, yes. I love
how he did it.
Scott is an amazing builder.
The count right now was just real, 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 like, cozy to sit with. Now she's, like, ow.
Playing, fighting, and biting.
Now she's killing me.
Fluffy has been sneaking in because it's been cold outside. We got the wood stove going. And, hey, let's not scream. Fluffy has really been enjoying getting inside, sneaking inside so she can get worked
up.
And
then she goes downstairs and hides.
Hides because... me and your mom are like, get that cat out of here.
And me and Val are trying to hide her better.
Can I tell you guys a little secret?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I let Fluffy in just for a little bit so she can warm up.
Okay, let's hope mom doesn't find that out.
I thought you
hated cats.
No, I kind of got a sweet spot in my heart for some kitties sometimes. All right, guys, we got to talk about our chapter today, but we need to go ahead and pray. And then we're going to ask for Lord's help. We're talking about the Bible being the best book.
But
yes?
Before we do that, one more question.
Yes.
I got scratched by ice today.
Oh, you did? Well, that's more of a statement than a question, because you've been playing in the ice. We went down to our neighbor's house, and instead of sledding on a traditional sled, because we were helping our neighbor do some stuff, we had, okay, first off, it looks like a war zone outside, because branches are down everywhere. The Ramseys got a branch, went through their house. We were at their house today, and then I had to go to the Claudes to push them out of their house. They couldn't get out of their house, and they had no electricity. I just talked to a pastor friend of mine, my friend Mark. 36 hours, no electricity.
Yeah.
So we never lost electricity. We were all ready because we have 2 generators. We have the wood stove. We have the Berkey. We have everything ready to go, and we didn't get to use any of it. But we should be thankful, right? We had electricity. It was all warm. We don't even run our heat. We just have our wood stove. So even when it was freezing cold outside, inside it's been a toasty 70 degrees, except the basement. It gets hotter than that because the wood stove's down here.
70.
Yeah, like 75, 76. And then the upstairs... 69, 70, something like that. So the ice has just destroyed everything. So we were down at our neighbor's house helping with them, trying to get their some stuff worked out. We couldn't really do a lot actually because there was so much ice. But I look over and in the driveway, I see 2 otters named Ransom and Valor. And instead of sledding on sleds, they just decided to dive on their bellies down the driveway. And they were just flying like human sleds down the driveway.
It was so fun.
It was cool. But you didn't miss it. You missed out on this. Over at Finn's house, Valor and Finn and Riley, they were sledding and it was like they were zooming. They were going like forever.
I was just about to say about that.
I mean, how far were you going? Like 50
I wasn't
yards?
Missing out. I had to go to school.
Yeah, you were doing school.
Maybe like 30 yards.
Very far, just sliding fast like a rocket. And their house looked like a war zone. I mean, they had branches down there. They had like 150 branches down.
Wow.
It was crazy. Seriously. Okay. Now, let's pray. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Father, thank you for this time. We ask for blessing upon the next few minutes as we talk about your word. Thank you that we've always, as Christians, get mentors that come alongside of us and teach us the Bible. We have pastors and preachers, elders that teach us the word and sound doctrine. And then we have people in the church that come alongside. We have dad and mom that love us and disciple us and train us. And then we have friends that help us and encourage us in the Lord. Thank you that you provided Christian communities that encourage and build each other up so we can learn your word and understand your word. Thank you that you've gifted us the ability to read words on the page. Thank you for the technology of being able to just read the Bible, words on the page. We just thank you so much for this. Lead us now. We trust you will. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Fluffy is attacking Valor. Oh. Are you okay? Do you have a bloody lip?
She licks my mouth.
She licks her mouth? Oh my goodness, cat disease. Disgusting. Okay. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you ready? We are back in Boyhood and Beyond. The chapter is The Best Book. Now, George Cox mentored Bob Schultz, and it was George that came alongside him one day as they walked on the beach. They were at summer camp, and George was a mentor at summer camp, and Bob was a student at summer camp. Bob had committed his life to Christ the night before, and he wanted to share some practical lessons with me. This is George. I was 15, is what Bob says. I was 15, George was 20, and it was real important, he began. When a guy becomes a Christian, he told me, that he needs to meet regularly with someone older than himself. Many fellows around here would be willing to take you under their wing and disciple you. He named a few guys that were older, and then he continued, I would also be glad to meet with you weekly and teach you what others have taught me. Think about it. Be sure that when you meet with somebody and be discipled by somebody. You see, I think it's pretty cool that George came along. Bob told him about the importance of discipleship. So he ended up asking George, you disciple me, George, would you do this? And George said, you bet. Now, here's what George told Bob, okay? You can always tell if a person has made a genuine commitment to Christ by their hunger for the Bible. Now, let me just give this scenario to you guys. Say there's a guy or a gal that says, I love Jesus, but I really don't like the Bible at all. What do you guys think? Does that person really love Jesus or no?
No.
Why not?
Because they don't like the Bible.
Yeah.
If you say you love somebody, you want to hear them talk, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say somebody says, well, I love Jesus, but I'm going to close my ears and I'm going to close my eyes and I'm never going to read the Bible. I'm never going to hear the words of God. I don't care what he has to say. Well, that's kind of a contradiction, isn't it?
That means he doesn't.
Yeah, it's a lie. If you love God, then you want to hear God speak. And that's what George told Bob. I think it's pretty important for us to understand. Now, he told Bob an important lesson. He told him two things about studying the Bible. Okay. Oh, be careful. Don't spill that hot cocoa. And let's try to pick it straight up rather than drag it so it doesn't make sounds in the microphone. Okay. Here's what he told Bob, and Bob always remembered this. First, when you're studying the Bible, ask the question, what does the Bible say? Second, because of what the Bible says, what do I need to change in my thoughts or actions to align with that truth? Here's the important truth that Bob learned that summer. It really doesn't matter what he thinks. It really doesn't matter what he feels. What the most important thing is, what does God have to say? You always have to answer the question, what does the passage say? And then you have to say, I need to submit myself to the Bible. So if we come against a Bible verse and we think, ooh, I don't know what that, if that, I think it's something else. No, let's not touch this. I think this, and I feel this, but the Bible's telling us something else. Who's right? Who's wrong?
The Bible's right.
Bible.
The Bible's right. Who's wrong?
We are.
Right. So we have to change. We don't ask the Bible to change, right? How arrogant would it be to say to God, I think I'm right and you're wrong?
That'd be awful.
Right? The person like that just needs to be smacked around a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we were studying our Bible, doing family worship.
Definitely not a Christian.
Okay, lean back. Okay, thank you. Now, if we were doing family worship and I was reading the Bible and teaching you guys and we were going through Bible verse and you were like, I don't really like that. That's not true. I'd say, wait a minute, what? We need to reevaluate a little bit because the Bible is the authority in this home, right? And the Bible isn't just the authority in this home. The Bible is authoritative everywhere amongst Christians and non-Christians, whether they accept the Bible or not. The Bible is true, right? Now, the Bible teaches us so much. This is the lesson that Bob learned that he's conveying to us. So we are learning from Bob through George. George discipled Bob, and now we're hearing from Bob. So keep the line of discipleship in your mind. What you learn from me, you're going to teach your kids. What you learn from me, you're going to teach the friends that you have in your life. And then they're going to teach, and that's going to be passed on. You know, the things that I learned. Hey, we're being distracted by Fluffy. I think Fluffy's going to have to go out of here. Okay, then we need to stop messing with Fluffy's tail, okay? Everybody's going to be entertained by me correcting you guys about Fluffy right now. Sometimes there's distractions, I'll have to admit, in the Sons and Slaves podcast room. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Now listen, it's going to require listening ears and thinking caps. The Bible teaches us and it contains principles that govern every area of our life. The Bible is all-encompassing, and the Bible does much more than just teach principles. It teaches us about how all of life works, but listen to this. The Bible describes the person of God and how to hear his voice. It allows you to see life from his perspective. The Bible gives insight into the very nature of the grandest being in the universe. Jesus Christ is the visible expression of God we cannot see with our eyes. As you read about Jesus, you grow in your understanding of God. From Genesis to Revelation, the life of Jesus is carefully described. No important information is omitted. Through Jesus, a man may receive the greatest gift of all, eternal life in the presence of God the Father. It is the Bible that tells us so. You're not just an animal, Bob says. You were created with a spirit with deep inner questions. Every man comes to a place where he wants answers to these questions. Where did I come from? What happens when I die? Why is there pain and suffering in the world? And the Bible gives us the answers. It's so critical for us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that we go to God's Word for the most important questions and getting the answers about those most important questions from God's Word. What do you guys think? You guys think that the Bible is something you just read one time and put away on the shelf and never look at again?
No, I'm just about to finish the third time, my Bob.
What's your process when you guys go to bed at nighttime? What do you guys do?
Read my Bible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Read my Bible.
Yep. When you read the Bible, do we read it just to get smarter and then to be able to tell other people how smart we are because we read the Bible? Or is there another reason that we read the Bible? Why do we read the Bible?
Read the Bible so we can have more wisdom about Jesus Christ.
Okay. The book of James tells us that we are not just to be hearers of the word, but we are to be
doers.
Doers of the word. When we read the Bible, we want to obey what God calls us to do, right?
Yeah.
That's right. We want to be shaped in our mind, but we want to obey. We don't want to just, you know, read it just to say, I've read the Bible. I've read the Bible. You guys are all dummies. Because what George encouraged Bob to know is that if you just read the Bible just for knowledge's sake, you just want to read it just to learn more and more, well, you can fill your head with knowledge, and eventually it'll just be dull. The point of reading the Bible is knowing God and obeying God, is understanding what Christ has done for us and then obeying the commands of our King. We have a King who's over us. Now, here's what he actually says. It's not the scholar who sits in his room having devotions and debating the Bible truths who really understand the Bible. The men who read it, believe it, and live it are the ones with understanding. The Bible is not just a book with pleasant stories. It's a book to live. It's alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we live and obey the Bible. Now, tonight, with this lesson in mind, if in the Bible you're reading it and it tells you something about honor or dishonor, it tells you about forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you, or if it tells you, if you're reading in the Sermon on the Mount like I am right now, about turning the other cheek or loving your enemies, one practical way you can obey that is just thinking in your life, okay, if there's somebody that's just a grump, mean all the time, let's just think about an old, angry person that is kind of the scary grouch at the end of the road. Not that there is at the end of the road, but let's just think, if there's this old grouch that's always screaming at us, get off the road, get out of my yard, get out of my lawn, and a big snowstorm comes and a branch falls down, or branches fall down, or somebody needs to shovel the snow. Do you think it'd be good for us? What do you think a good way to show or to love our enemies would be? What could we do to love our enemies in a snowstorm? What do you think?
We could help them.
Help them, grab them and move them out of the way.
Okay, grab them, move them out of the way so a branch doesn't fall on them.
We help them with their branches. We pick them up and we just help them. We help them with branches. We help them shovel snow.
What if their electricity goes out? Is there anything we can do for them?
Generator.
Say, hey, we got a generator. And even if they were Mr. Grouchy Pants and always mean and saying, get off my lawn, we can go and we can shovel their sidewalks. We can go get them bread and milk if they need bread and milk. We can get people food.
Just get bread and milk.
Because all things
bread and milk, right? But we can help them. The whole point is,
and ask them if they're Christians.
Yeah, and we can tell them about Jesus, right? The whole point is read and obey. Now, for you out there listening, what we want for you is, just like George was a mentor for Bob, we want to take those lessons we're learning from Bob that we learned from George that you're now hearing from us, and we want you to do what your parents have told you to do, to be hearers and doers of the word. You want to obey what God has called you to do. And you also want to just understand that the work has been done in the sense that Jesus really did live and die in the place of real sinners. And so if you're a Christian, if you know the Lord, then you are obeying God, not for God to be happy with you, but God has given you, showered his blessings upon you, and God has forgiven of your sins, and he's given you righteousness. And so you can be grateful for all that God has done for you in Christ Jesus, and you can simply obey and be a doer of the word. Any last thoughts, guys?
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, and I will see you
next time.
Okay.
And for my birthday, I'm going to go to a hotel and go to bowling there.
Go to what there?
Go bowling could go to a bowling. And also, I'm going to Starbucks with my mom for a date.
That my mom. Is really fun because you like getting, what do you like getting there?
Chai tea latte, and egg bites and cake pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Please subscribe and I'll see you next time, y'all.
Please subscribe and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.